Welcome to our podcast. I am Linda Messer. My husband Ron and I invite you to join us in our weekly broadcast of A New Voice of Freedom. Welcome to Season 1 of A New Voice of Freedom. The podcasts are taken from the four volumes In Defense of Christianity, written by Ronald Keith Messer. Podcast 10 is entitled, In Search of the Holy Grail.
Science is looking for a unified field theory, one that ties all four forces of nature under one unified theory. It is referred to as the Holy Grail of physics. The four forces of nature are
1. Gravity. 2. Electromagnetic force. 3. Strong nuclear force. 4. Weak nuclear force.
The forces of nature govern all the laws of the universe. According to science, nanoseconds after the Big Bang, 3 of the four forces came together.
The electromagnetic force, the strong nuclear force, the weak nuclear force.
The uniting of those three forces is called the Grand Unified Theory, but the Holy Grail, or unified theory of everything, must also account for gravity. The first three forces operated instantly, but they dealt with atomic particles too small for gravity's pull. Planets, stars, and galaxies could not be created without gravity. Gravity did not join the other forces until millions of years later. Gravity could not function among such small particles. Particles first had to clump together for gravity to take hold. Science cannot explain why those particles formed into clumps. Theoretically, the universe should not exist. The first three forces can explain the organization of atoms. Only gravity can explain the organization of suns, stars, planets, and galaxies. There are two terms necessary to science for an effect to occur: necessary and sufficient. Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary defines necessary as essential to an end or condition, indispensable. Sufficient is defined as adequate or enough. The electromagnetic force, the strong nuclear force, and the weak nuclear force were necessary for the creation of the universe, but they were not sufficient. Science cannot explain how matter clumped together large enough for gravity to form celestial bodies such as stars and planets. In an inexplicable paradox, science, so dedicated to law, attributes the creation of worlds to accident. It is only because, even in the face of an exquisitely ordered universe, science denies the existence of God that science refuses to acknowledge intelligent design. Science, of course, wants to show how all four forces work together under a single law. Though they are considering string theory, so far, the Holy Grail of physics has been elusive. In our modern world, science is often diverted by will-o'-the-wisp social chimeras as it attempts to disprove God. True science, or practical science, affirms faith in God, for it bears witness of intelligent design and is fundamentally dedicated to the search for truth, to the understanding of law, and to using the conditions of law to better our world. From a Christian perspective, the ultimate explanation for all creation must be intelligent design. For intelligent design to exist, there must be an intelligent designer. The designer must have the following attributes:
omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence.
All Christians generally accept intelligent design because fundamental to Christianity is the idea that Jesus Christ is the creator of man and earth. To understand intelligent design, we must understand the underlying assumptions. The first assumption we must make is that it is not done by magic. Christ does not wave a wand and poof, worlds come into existence. Merlin is not God. Magic is a fiction of our imagination. In the kingdom of God, there must be law and order, and everything must have an explanation, even miracles. All creations of God, whether in the temporal realm or the spiritual realm, are governed by a complete set of laws, acting independently that free will may be preserved. Miracles are subject to laws, just as much as the world we see, hear, touch, taste, and smell is subject to laws. It is not without analogy in our world. For example, the world we perceive with our senses is governed by a complete set of laws. The 20th century introduced us to two other dimensions of reality. One, the invisible world of atoms, and two, the extraordinary vast world of the cosmos. It was discovered by science that those worlds were governed by different sets of laws. Some very peculiar laws, for science came face to face with a microscopic world of uncertainty and a cosmic world of relativity. But the significance of those new frontiers of science cannot be dismissed. The invisible or microscopic world of the atom, the visible or macroscopic world of everyday reality, and the far-distant telescopic world of relativity all require complete sets of laws. From that, we learn that there is no dimension that does not require a complete set of laws, even the spiritual dimension of God. Let's consider chaos.
Chaos is a lawless state. Chaos cannot produce order, as scientists appear to assume. Where there is no law, there is no order. The purpose of law is to bring order out of chaos.
One cannot present a greater argument for the necessity of intelligent design. The chief role of science is to bring all physical worlds together into one great whole. They call it the Holy Grail of science. It is true by necessity. All laws must be governed by a single law or a single set of laws, or those dimensions would be at war with one another. Christianity, however, searches for a different Holy Grail of physics. The only true Holy Grail, which is Jesus Christ, creator of all things.
John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
The chief role of religion is to bring the physical world and the spiritual world together into one great whole. For the laws of those worlds must also be governed by a single law, or a single set of laws. The greatest mistake one can make is to assume that God is arbitrary. It is as necessary to discover the laws of God as it is to discover the laws of nature. God is God of both temporal law and spiritual law. Every miracle is governed by law, or order cannot exist. Studying the laws of nature is a great thing, but there is no greater quest in life than to discover the laws of miracles or the laws of God. The Holy Scriptures are the science of religion, the revealing of the nature of law from God to man. The Holy Scriptures are guidelines to accessing the power of God. The Holy Grail of physics is to unite the four forces of nature. The Holy Grail of Christianity is to unite the laws of nature, or temporal laws, with the laws of God, or spiritual laws. The Holy Grail of liberty is to unite temporal laws, spiritual laws, and man-made laws under one great whole, that all may work in harmony. Freedom cannot be created and sustained any other way.
Thank you for listening. Watch for our next podcast.